Unfortunately, I think we're all going to have to be rain kings and rain queens today. We are smack dab in the middle of a nor'easter, and we are at Gillette Stadium this morning on a Patriots Monday. Coming up on the show, after another Patriots win, Mike Vrabel will be with us at 8 this morning, and I'm hoping that he lives up to his promise last week and that he brings victory shots of cayenne pepper or whatever that victory shot he likes to bring in, the energy shot.
Delicious.
But the rain and the wind, a real issue this morning, and there are cluster Fs all over the place on the highways and byways of New England. So if you have to go out, you need a ton of extra time this morning to get where you are going. We should and could open the Window World, the Boston weather window for Chris Curtis right now. And Curtis, you're going to get wet when you stick your head out, but rain all day today, right?
Yeah, gross. Windy, wind-swept rain across the area all day into tomorrow. It feels like 43 degrees with 40-mile-an-hour winds and heavy rain in the area. If you don't have to leave, and I assume many don't, as it's a holiday for most people, that you will be staying inside safely. The roads are brutal. I took the Pike because Greg said there was an accident on Savin Hill.
Yeah.
I am just the dumbest man alive. So
you could have just gone down to Morrissey Boulevard and avoided it from South.
I drove under the highway in Newton Watertown, and I'm like, I am the dumbest person that's ever lived.
Yeah, it's a long way around.
Yeah.
You took the long way home. Super tramp rejoin. Sean.
Yeah, it was not wise. But the roads, like hydroplaning, is a legit issue this morning.
Yeah. Stay out of the fast lane because that's where all the water will tend to congregate, and that's where you hydroplane.
Curtis brought it up, but there was a jackknife tractor trailer on the expressway south in the Dorchester Savin Hill area, and so that is causing problems both ways this morning if you take the southeast expressway, either north or south. So avoid that if you can. And you could get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. And those are energy efficient windows, so you can save money when it comes to your energy bills. And we were talking at the start of the show about my experience flying the Friendly Skies on Thursday. Just a heads up that it is over 60 flights at Logan Airport this morning that have been delayed or canceled. So if you were planning to fly somewhere today, that may not be happening. Wow. So we'll
did that used to happen when it rained?
Oh, no. It's the gust. It's the wind gust, right. I think. Okay. I think it's the nor'easter thing. It's probably more, maybe it's other airports or where the planes were or whether they were.
It's able also to get the construction that's still going on at Logan.
But I don't think that's causing the delays. I think it's
not helping them.
They're saying it's all weather related.
You know what I think they should do? I think they should do work at Logan during the busiest tourism time of the year.
Yes, that would be a good time in the fall.
Yeah,
in the summer and the fall. Yeah,
you know,
that's a good time.
It's not 2 months when there's half the audience that's gone and home from college, but either here or there.
All right. Well, just a bunch of things getting in the way of you trying to get wherever you might be trying to go this morning. If you want to be on the show, the number to call is 617-779-7937. And it looks like Mike from the North Shore is on the phone with us this morning. Mike, hello. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, ladies and gents. I'm great. Congrats, Court. I just flew in from Aruba Saturday Air in JetBlue, and I had a great time with them, back and forth, no issues, until we got to Boston. We get in about 7:50. We didn't get our luggage until almost an hour later downstairs, and it was like the movie airport. They kept no communication, but they would move. There was three flights coming in, all three flights going back from Carousel 6. All of us now, 600 people back to Carousel 2, unloading one flight. Then they sent everybody back to 6.
Yeah,
we were almost 2 hours getting out of the airport.
No, Wiggy's right. It's basically like being a prisoner of war. Like, I if you're going to do anything with the airlines, you just have to be quiet, and they'll tell you what to do, and you have no say in the matter. And so, but I'm Curtis. You're shocking me that you're now a checked luggage guy.
Oh, it's saved. So my biggest stress is getting on the plane. It's mostly with James, but if I have to find an overhead bin and I'm schlepping everything, we have to get on the plane 30 minutes before we push back.
But you do get the early access because you're traveling with a young child.
Right. But
that is a benefit.
But that is the dumbest thing in the world, because then that young child is going to be packed in like a sardine in an additional 30 minutes.
Right.
So what you do is you wait, check everything, have a backpack? Because now with the phone, all I need is my AirPods and my phone. You couldn't handle that. That was a lot for you. You forgot your headphones.
Yeah, I forgot everything.
But with him, I've got the whole bag of food and games and everything, and that goes right in front.
Yeah.
And then we literally wait for them to say, we're about to push back, and the flight feels like it's half as long.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you get in the plane, and you're like the president. They just back up, and you're on your way.
And what's more likely to happen? That your luggage, you don't get your luggage, or the hassle that you have to deal with, overheads, the kids going crazy. Hey, listen, I've checked my bag a long time. Maybe once, less than 5%, I have any baggage issues.
Yeah.
So it's like I'd rather roll the dice on getting there and having a baggage claim issue than have to deal with all the nonsense that goes on with. Not only do they people bring in the check bags, now everybody, I swear, I feel like they were veterans in the military, because you got these giant backpacks with everything stuffed in them, plus the one on the wheels. So now they're taking up two spaces up there because they put their carry-on and the giant backpacks.
No, it's not pleasurable, and especially if you're trying to fly out of Logan or other airports today, it may be an issue for you.
Be careful.
We can get a lead in. Shine, let's go ahead. Let's get started this morning with leads.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for the lead.
I have no idea. I mean, can we stick with a genre that I know? Something that, you know, is in my wheelhouse?
Sorry for mixing it up a little bit, Greg.
Who's the artist?
Isn't that Bubba Sparks?
Yes.
Nailed it. Well done, Wiggy. Yeah.
Bubba Sparks and was the Ying Yang Twins in that?
Yes, they are, Wiggy. Yeah. Well done. Yeah.
I went to college, a kid I played with in college that I was teammates with at Georgia. Grew up with Bubba Sparks, so he used to come to the Georgia games.
Was that a Santo request?
It was a Santo request, actually.
He was, at the end of the game, just playing that on repeat.
Oh, he likes that.
Keyshawn Booty. Quite
the day.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Now, does your son like that? Was your son dancing at Jake?
Yeah, loved it. Yeah. Loved it. Big Bubba Sparks fan.
Love it.
All right. Leads are brought to you by Subaru, introducing the all-new all-wheel drive 2026 Subaru Crosstrek Hybrid. Experience adventure unplugged. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Shane.
Hey, Greg. I'd just like to say it feels great to be on the right side of history. You can have your Caleb Williamses. You can have your Mac Joneses. You can have your Jaden Danielses. I have my Drake May. I don't really care. Three of his best throws yesterday won't even get brought up again because they technically didn't count. You have the touchdown pass to Pop Douglas that got overturned because of a phantom flag that happened as they were lining up for the PAT. Don't know how that happens. Then you get the Stephon Diggs down the sideline throw as his undershirt is getting ripped, which was an absolute freaking dime. I don't know how he made that throw, and yet he did because he's amazing. That gets overturned because of a very soft OPI call on Stephon Diggs. And then the very next play launches up an absolute missile to Mac Collins. He gets DPI'd on, no flag there. That was fun. So those throws will just kind of go away, but those were three of his best throws yesterday.
He was
unbelievable. He has been an absolute machine targeting passes 20 plus yards down the field, like almost perfect. And this is kind of what I had thought he was originally, right? Like, I had told everybody, this guy is a big game hunter. He wants to attack down the field. He's not a dink and dunk guy. That's not how he lives. Him and Josh are starting to kind of understand that this is how they are going to thrive. This is how this offense is going to be effective. He was phenomenal improvisationally yesterday as well. Drake May is the best quarterback. He's a top five quarterback in the league right now, and you can't convince me otherwise.
My question, Chime, when I was fighting you in the preseason saying that 23 touchdowns would be a failure, you were saying, no, that should be like...
Well, so Curtis, look back to... Right, like I thought to be completely honest, I thought this growth would not be as rapid. I thought we would get more of what we saw in weeks 1, 2, and 3 throughout the course of the season, where there would be more hiccups. But
I said if he's what you think he is, he's going to have far better numbers than Mac Jones had in his rookie season.
So what happens when you have a great offense quarterback and quarterback coach?
Exactly.
Yeah, I didn't expect the growth to be this rapid. Like, this is where I expected him to get to eventually, but I did not expect it to happen 6 games into year 2.
Oh, that's Josh McDaniels for you.
Yeah, or Mike Vrabel.
Credited him. No. Credit him.
Well, that is five games consecutively in which he has thrown for over 200 yards and has a passer rating over 100. So, and he is in rarefied air with quarterbacks who have done that under the age of 23 or 23 and under. It is he. It is Patrick Mahomes. It is
Dan Marino.
That's it. And so
Marino and Mahomes are pretty good.
Yeah.
All right.
Pretty good. So, I mean,
no, you have it. You have the guy. You know it when you see it. Chime was right. I just wish Chime was a little bit more bullish on him this year.
Yeah. All right, Chime. Thank you. We are at Gillette Stadium. It is a Patriots Monday. Mike Vrabel will be with us in about an hour and 15 minutes at 8 this morning. And then Boomer Esiason coming up at 9. Some of the rest of the leads coming up next.